And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 829, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I have the pleasure of, and these are my words, not his, being a big fat cuck in a room where I get to watch a man just do his thing. I'm over here loving it. I don't want to do it myself. I want to watch someone do it. And I have the pleasure of watching him do it. Him, you say? Who is him? Him is Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. You know, some people say that I am him. So
I really say you are him who is I am.
I really appreciate it. Now, yeah, with the opening track there, I mean, a lot of people are like, is that Corey Feldman on the song with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No, that's Michael Jackson himself, the original. Whoa. Well, I guess Corey Feldman 0.01, or
you know,
the beta version of Corey Feldman.
You know who I've always said Michael Jackson reminds me of?
Yeah, who's that?
Modern day Corey Feldman.
yes, thank you so much for that fine, fine intro. Welcome back. You know, we talked a lot about Corey Feldman in part one and last week's part one. And you brought up a great thing, bringing up the modern day Corey Feldman. In a lot of ways, the modern day Corey Feldman is Busy Phillips, when you think about it.
Oh, I'm now, so excited. I'm so, Jim, I have seen a commercial.
Yeah.
For her show.
Yeah.
When I was watching, I think I was streaming StarCraft II Masters Finals at a tournament, and occasionally like ads would play during a break. And she has this commercial where she talks about her show. And this is her exact, I heard it a million times and it's perfect. She goes, my favorite thing about doing a show for QVC is they think outside the box. And I'm like, dude, you're being taped live and you can't even like fake a compliment for them. But then they're like, well, let's use it for the commercial. Yeah.
So we followed Busy Phillips from back in her Busy Tonight days on YouTube. Was that? Yeah, it was on. No, it wasn't on YouTube.
No, it was on a channel. Oxygen?
Yes. Okay. Something like that. But they would put
Oxygen
basically,
or Bravo.
Yeah, they would put basically like the whole episodes on YouTube and then clips from it.
Yeah.
But then it got canceled.
And because they said the F slur. got that kind of canceled.
We heard months ago that she was getting a new show on QVC. And then I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
And then I guess Mike had mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I didn't even hear you mention it. And then I think it got brought up again. And I saw, like, I think they've even, don't know if they've finished their season, but they have. I haven't watched any of this, but they have a show on QVC, which is basically a way to make it a commercial, I feel.
Yeah, I was curious. Like, is this one of those things where it's like a AMC or Discovery or like one of those things where like the name used to mean something and now it doesn't anymore? Where like QVC used to be like, oh, that's the name of the channel where they're selling you things. But now sometimes they have shows that do that and other times they have shows that don't.
Kind of. Because, yeah, when we were reading about this show, I guess they've kind of rebranded where they have shows. But like I think they just try to do the QVC thing, but mix it into the show, kind of. Like, I don't know if it's a talk show, but then they'll call out like an outfit or something stupid and try to get you to buy it, essentially.
Oh, weird.
But let's ask
us to do a show.
Yeah. but let's see. This one has Bette Midler on it.
Wow. That's actually a bigger guest than I would have expected her to be able to get.
Busy this week. The iconic Bette Midler is here. We're talking famous friendships, chili cook-offs, and old hot goss.
Hold on, let me pause this for a second. Because when we look at the timeline at the bottom, there's little cuts here. And look, there's like a link to like an outfit or a jacket and then like some shoes. So I don't know if that pops up in the show or what.
Maybe the show, you know, when you go to IKEA and every room is like a fake setup room. And then they go, everything in the room is something you can buy here. And we created a room to kind of give you an idea of what it all looks like and make it more digestible to see. What if her show is IKEA like fake bedroom?
Well, basically her show is the like post-apocalyptic, not the word I'm looking for, but it's like the dystopia that we always thought of, you know, like in RoboCop when they turn on the TV and they're like, yeah, buy some stuff, you sack of shit. You know what I mean? It's like the weird dystopia that we always heard about in sci-fi movies, but it's like packaged in this nice thing of like, hey, we're just hanging out, ladies talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and then it's her and some fat hag.
Yeah. Who's her co-host? Let's see.
Convict. And so I... The show is pretty.
Oh, it's like the same set as the other show, isn't it? It looks kind of familiar.
I don't think so. It's no pun intended, but this set is very busy.
Yes.
It's got a cape element. This won't work with my microphone, but just so you know, look, watch.
Are they selling this to us right now?
If you're wondering why I look like this tonight on this very special episode of Busy This Week on QVC Plus, it's because Busy Phillips, me, I'm losing my mind a little bit right now because tonight our guest, and I can't even believe I'm saying these words.
What are these camera moves?
Our guest tonight is Bette Midler.
Do you think she has a real audience? Do you think it's like a soup style,
I mean, it was her other show was a soup style audience. I imagine this is canned applause.
Okay. Yeah,
but it'd be wild if she actually had an audience.
Do you think she's gonna be able to stop her co-host and just like shoveling corn chips in her mouth the whole time? You see those two big old bowls of corn chips?
The get.
Look, she looked
the
down
century.
At him.
I didn't even bring my notebook, my laptop, like I usually do, because I don't need any notes for Bette Midler. Also, you never really need it. It's just sort of was a prop to make you feel more comfortable. Security blanket to make me feel more comfortable. Guys.
What's hilarious about this also is that...
Wait, it's nothing.
Yeah. It's weird because the people they are the annoying, almost villains in a movie.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like when... You know, there's like, especially in, say, a rom-com or rom-com. I mean.
Yeah, you said that so weird. Yeah. I was confused what you meant at first.
Especially in a rom-com where you have the main character who's like the average, you know, Jill, if you will, like just the regular girl out there trying to find love.
Yeah.
She always has like an annoying sister-in-law who's like Busy Phillips. You know,
yes.
It's like, oh, fabulous, and talks in a drawl.
You're right.
She's literally just being that person, but pitching it in a way like the idea is you're supposed to be sitting with your girlfriends having margaritas watching your stupid show.
Or like Judd Apatow's wife, whenever she's not the main character in a movie, she's usually like that character, the annoying friend or neighbor or a coworker or something. You're right. She just is that person.
Well, but Listen, my mom had that note for you. She was like, I love that Casey brings out her laptop, but I think it's really just a security blanket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Maximus in the chat. She's like a wicked stepsister. No, exactly.
Yes.
Tell me.
And that's
Phillips,
the pumpkin that turns into a carriage.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right. You know what? They didn't quite call it out, but if I go back in the time thing, there is a link to that dress that she kind
of
did.
Yep, of course. And we'll see more. We'll see more.
Yeah, we'll see more.
Her laptop, but I think it's really just a security blanket.
Tell Mrs. Phillips I said thank you, and she's right.
She is right.
But I couldn't feel more secure today because our guest is someone who's very important to me, and she's been my friend, I can't believe I'm saying that, for a really long time, Bette Midler.
Wait.
This just goes to show that between me
like
and
friends?
You, we know everyone.
They're friends.
We know everybody.
Yeah. Why
so
is she excited?
It's true.
I guess it's
like,
really,
people say
really
it sometimes,
true.
And I'm like,
I mean,
no,
I get why maybe Busy
like,
Phillips is excited because it's Bette Midler,
so
but why is she
Midler
excited
is,
if her if
yeah.
she said I've
well,
been friends
really
with her for years?
For Bette. You did. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. Matthew was like, we got to do this dress. We're giving Grecian. It's giving all kinds of things today. The dress is by MacDougall. I don't know if you have a wedding this summer, honey, but
it's a
I'm
good
just
one.
Telling you.
What's so funny though is knowing that. Hey, talk about the dress. Talk about the dress. Talk about the dress.
That producer standing just off the, like off camera, next to a camera with a red light, so it's the camera that she's looking at, and she's holding the fucking clipboard, and she's clenching her jaw and making like shooting daggers at Busy right now.
Don't sleep on the cape. You know what I mean? Give him a little shoulder, is what I'm saying, honey.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. There's the product number.
Katy Perry making
these
those
shoes.
Great
oh, the shoes.
And
all right.
My friend Lily. Sadogi makes the headband, all available via QVC.
Yeah, it is. It's it's IKEA.
Studio Park today.
It's an IKEA showroom, but a TV show.
This makes me feel kind of gross,
dude. I want to do this, but with like condoms and dildos.
Is my fat cog and I'm doing a Corey voice.
Hey, everybody, it's me.
It's just my fat dick and a condom. Buy the condoms.
When we do an episode like this, where we're shilling for cock, what other voice are we supposed to use?
Buy a mold of my ear from Stand By Me and my fat dick.
That I felt like a show business lady, and.
One thing I say about you all the time is she's a real business lady.
I'm a real fast-talking business lady.
Yeah, like the movies.
Yeah.
Like the movie Big Business. Your shoes are Franco Sarto.
I love a Franco Sarto shoe. Franco,
this is dribble.
And
this
I
is
have a
sketch.
B in honor
dribble.
Of Joan Rivers because that's...
This is
we'll
like
talk
about
it, but that's how I came to know.
This is
Bette.
What's
let's
that show
let's
with
tell
the four New York
let's
guys?
Do it. No spoilers
the practical
here.
Jokers.
But the B,
this
is
like that. We're like they went out there and someone's like, say this. Now you have to say this.
Now say this.
Now say this. And it comes off as super unnatural.
Yeah. Sell the shoes again.
Just adored everything that she did. I had albums. I watched every movie.
Well, the thing is, they do this
movie.
Already.
Yes.
They, remember, like, game shows where they're like, all costumes, all outfits were provided by blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's just...
It's not bold and in your face, so it feels less gross for some reason.
Well, it's just it's like, it's just insulting that they don't even put up the, like... The phony front of trying to do a, like an interesting conversation.
Yeah, there's no shiny veneer. Let's talk about these outfits and basically nothing else.
But does that mean she's not going to do a monologue like she used to do? I want her to try to tell some jokes.
She's got headbands to sell, Jim.
Yeah.
I recorded Wind Beneath My Wings in one of those like record a song booths.
Of the 90s.
Yeah, remember those like at the mall?
Yes.
You would go in. And you would record.
How was your recording?
Honestly, I think I nailed it. I wish I still had it. I wish I had it.
You know what I was going to say?
My mom was a huge...
The only way you bring that up is if you go the... Honestly, I nailed it. Roll the clip.
Yeah.
And even if it's not it, at least you do a skit like where... I don't know. She could be wearing a wig like a 90s and like wearing 90s clothes. Like, put some fucking effort into
but
this.
But then again, Jim,
horse shit.
We've been doing a show for 17 years.
Yes.
She's only had what, 7 shows over the last decade? So
she's only had a million shows.
How would she know that, Jim?
Yeah.
Bette Midler fan long before I ever knew her. But I am so. I'm so glad that I got to know her in my mom's lifetime because it
this
was
lady can't stop talking mother, about how she's friends with Bette Midler either. Fucking impressed. Humble brag.
Oh, me knowing Bette Midler and bringing her backstage at Hello Dolly on Broadway.
Ugh. Also, I was also at Hello Dolly on Broadway. I'm like, when I tell you I'm a Bette fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Bette Midler super fan.
Well, she deserves it.
There must not be an audience, right?
Because
imagine being in a fucking audience for this
more
shit.
More than a triple threat. She's
well,
like,
I mean,
she can do everything.
There's some sort of, I think it is like a fake soup crew audience.
Yeah. Well, you heard, yeah, we heard something playing.
Why are we talking about her?
Why aren't we eating corn chips and talking to Bette Midler?
We're going to take a break. When we come back,
dude, they're going to have ads during their ad show. Their show's already an ad, and they're going to have an ad.
You know, it'd be a bummer if you had a real show.
Is. Shop this week's looks at QVC.com/busy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it'd be a bummer if you had a real show and then a fake channel was like, hey, do you want a fake show? And you're like, yeah. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, here we go. Another fake, another ad show.
QVC Plus and HSN Plus. Honey, we know how busy you are. Catch up on any episode. Over 50.
Was that wasn't a busy? Oh no, I thought she was doing a Busy Phillips thing.
How old is Busy? Is Busy our age?
Yeah, she's got to be. Maybe a little older.
Yeah, she's not over 50.
Over 50 and fabulous.
Busy is neither of those things.
Yeah, why does why does her friend have to be involved?
Well, you need someone for Busy Talk. You saw how she was floundering when she was out there alone.
Guest has won many, many Golden Globes, many Grammys, a bunch of Emmys, and a couple of Tonys. People love to toss the word icon around, but she is actually, truly an icon.
Well, Hugo's asking, what is this channel even? Well, I mean, I guess if you're not in the U.S., maybe you don't know what QVC is, but it's merged with Home Shopping Network, because that's basically what it is. It's Home Shopping.
It was for the longest time. You've probably seen sketches
you've seen
and versions
at least
of it.
Like a comedy version of like
people
someone,
selling knives or like check out this blender, and then they demo it for you, and there's like a scrolling thing at the bottom and information and a price and a phone number to call.
Please welcome Bette Midler.
Which one's Bette?
You're
which one's your friend? Jim, I can't tell.
You. Oh my!
I can't tell who's
you.
Who.
Divine,
look at you. You look like a goddess.
Ooh, thank you. And I really got dressed up for you.
Now I can get that dress for $49.99, you're saying?
You're telling me that if I go to qvcplus.com/item:1174821, I could be wearing that dress?
You're telling me you accept pay in four?
You're telling me that I can split my payment into four even payments so that it's easier for me and my hard, busy life?
Love Frito pie.
I love Frito pie. I love chili. I have chili mania.
Is that why they have the corn chips on the table?
Yeah, they actually pointed at the corn chips to start this conversation.
I've been making these stupid corn chip jokes.
To be a great school was that they had a chili cook-off every single year, and they had a sign
that's not
on
a joke.
The fence that said chili cook-off.
I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not a joke. Yeah,
what are you laughing at?
I ever have a kid. And I did. Oh, I had my kid, and we went to the chili cook-off school. And it was a great school. She had a great experience.
So listen, but was the chili good?
The chili was excellent.
Excellent.
I did not win. I entered, but I did not win. But in my life, I've had many chili cook-offs. And I had one.
You know what? This interview is better than I thought it was going to be, Jim. Jim, I had low expectations, but it's blown my expectations away. It's much better than I thought it was going to be.
That's just the radiance of Bette Midler. She's been a performer for like 60 years.
Are you telling me I've got stars in my eye because an EGOT recipient is on the screen right now? No, not Jim.
Because even Kiwi Mango, she's 78. She's got great energy for it. She walked out and brought magnetism to this show.
She's talking about something interesting and different.
All the photographs, and we had all the
she's effortlessly continuing things along.
That was our food. We didn't win.
You didn't win at Hello Dolly.
We didn't win.
Well, that's weird.
I do like that nobody gave you special treatment, but two chili cook-offs that you lost?
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
You know what? I'd have to say
her
I do love it, but I'm not
great. Vocal fry is screeching. It's like a chopping her
eye.
You know,
Jim, you're crazy.
And I have thousands and thousands of books on it, but I don't, I'm not much of a, my husband's a great cook.
Your husband's a great cook.
He's a great cook.
I'm not really a great cook myself.
You aren't?
No,
well,
not really.
When I married my husband, he said, you know, I'm in charge of the food. And I said, you are? oh. Well, okay. I guess.
She's losing
all right,
me a little.
I guess.
She's losing me.
So, yeah, start talking about the Sanderson sisters, damn it.
She's a really good cook.
That's amazing.
Jesus, I forgot. Yeah, she is. That is what she's from, isn't it?
Yeah. She's the main one, Jim.
Because I was trying to think, like, what the hell is she? I mean, I know Bette Midler, obviously, but I was trying to think what is a thing.
My prized possession is still my Hello Dolly sweatshirt from your production of Hello Dolly.
Oh, my God. How many times are they going to talk about it?
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
Yeah, it's weird that they're talking about it when it's not something you can buy on QVC.
In that production, gave everybody onesies. Hello, Dolly. Onesies.
Let me see.
Because when I
look ahead on the timeline, it just shows products. Do you think they're talking about the products?
Well,
they're not talking about it, but they're highlighting this sponge rug pillow thing that's here.
Jim, I think the show is 9 minutes long. I think the show is 9 minutes long, and at the end of it, remember back in the day,
40 minutes
when
long.
The Disney Channel, like their whole thing was we don't have commercials.
Yeah.
There would be these like 17-minute long chunks between shows where they just talk up. Like, they were still commercials, but they were for the Disney Channel.
It was mostly, like selling like an album
or talking about another show or talking about the park or something like that. And it was bizarre because it felt like an eternity between shows. I bet you that's what this is. I bet it's 9 minutes of show. And then at the end, where the real thing is, it's here is what we think of as old QVC. Talking about and showing various things that were in this room, and that is all it is.
Yeah, because there's a they're showing even the plates. Like you could find the plates that are here.
That's all it is.
Yeah, let's skip ahead. What are they talking about?
Loved you for so long, and you have meant so much to so many people. And like,
oh my gosh, you're gonna cry.
Also, just I mean, watching like those old performances, like the internet being able to like get access to all of that stuff.
Interesting that she's not naming anything by name or being specific. It's almost like she doesn't give a shit.
It's also weird how crazy her eyes are being here. I can't tell if those are like coke eyes or if.
I'm so
glad it's you and not me.
Oh my God.
It's usually me.
I just have loved you for so
busy
long.
Factor.
And you have meant so much to me.
Because watch her eyes
and,
while she's talking here.
Also, just. Watching like those old
when they
performances,
cut to this
like the internet being able to like access to all of
What's weird, you know who she definitely has to hang out with, and I'm not sure, I don't know this ahead of time.
Like a perk dealer?
Yeah.
All the time.
A few perk dealers. But no, that actress that was in Uncut Gems, and we watched her Instagram live where she's being a weirdo in it.
Oh, yeah. The one that we thought Jeff might actually be able to date.
What was her
name? Shit, what's her name? Oh, fuck.
Let me see. She was in Uncut Gems.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
And then she like dated Kanye. Oh, that's what we watched her video because she was talking about dating Kanye. And she has the same vocal fry, Julia Fox.
Yes.
She has the same vocal fry and actually like almost kind of the same face because they have these crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Stuff is incredible.
I just sent a clip of Cher and
look, her mouth
John
is always wide open. Jim, what if that during the whole show I was over like this?
The pilot of the Cher show. Yeah, she had just broken up with Sonny.
Yeah, doing a Joker face the whole time.
Like if I'm not talking, like you're talking, you and Jeff are talking, and I'm just over like this.
That long one that she did, and she was so beautiful. I mean, and the clothes and the body, and she had Bob Mackie with her.
Oh yeah,
it was a big deal.
Oh my God, the tits and the wet pussy, like it's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Flip Wilson was in the show.
Good Lord,
she's just sopping.
Number, Flip Wilson kind of disappeared, and where we were.
Sometimes you gotta go blue a little bit.
You're right, Jeff's not here. We need to remind the world who we are.
Where was he?
I don't know. He just had enough.
Went on a walkabout. He was not
had enough. He had enough. I can't say I blame him, but.
Oh my God.
And you were friends with Bowie.
I was friends with Bowie. Bowie was an angel. just an angel. Sweetest guy ever. We used to watch movies.
Yeah, sometimes I just look up pictures of you two together.
Hanging out with Bowie, so watching films.
I don't
films.
Look at any of that stuff. He was so
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, I went to Jaws,
so
Bowie.
Beautiful.
Went home, watched Spaceballs on VHS.
I know. That was a shock.
Bowie used to be like, dark helmet.
When Michael Jackson died, I didn't know what to do. I took him to my bed, and when Prince died, who I, you know, basically worshipped, you know, I mean.
I worship Prince, and
everyone knows. I waste so much
imagine
of
cutting off Bette Midler when you're this fucking nobody to tell your own version of her story.
Well, even Busy was annoyed. She's like, we all know. We know that you worship Prince. Like, look at how Busy's face is reacting right now. She hates her executive producer friend. She's so annoyed that this is like she's doing a Corey thing.
Yeah,
like,
she
to bring
can't
it
hide
back
it.
A little bit. Like, why the fuck do I have to share my spotlight with you?
Prince's assistant told me that one time you were backstage.
Someone's trying to get her attention, for sure.
And Prince was in a very foul mood, and she told him that you were backstage, and he insisted that I bring her back to meet him, and Bette Midler said, oh, no, I couldn't. I'm not dressed nicely enough.
Is that true?
That's all true.
Is my friend lying?
Well, now I guess it's also clear on, because remember you said like, oh, it seems like a bigger guest than you would expect.
Yeah.
It's because, it really is. This lady has known Bette Midler for a long time.
Yeah. It'd be like if we got,
oh no, is there a sketch?
Jake?
Yeah, Spraggles, the content cowboy.
I was like, who do we know? Yeah.
People, especially here in New York City, we hit the streets and we asked people if they wanted a chance to give you your flowers, and these are some of the things.
Oh, didn't she used to have a name for this?
Do you like Batman?
I'd be fucked to know.
You're right. What the fuck am I talking about?
But you're right. She did do a similar. It was just like Busy on the Beat or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, my name's Busy.
I know you're busy. Bette Midler is just an epic icon that was just paving the way for all of us. So thank you so much for being you and making New York
look,
a special
Bette Midler,
place where
this scary
can
gay man.
And people can be excited.
Bette, to say to you.
Here's your flower. Hi, what is your name?
Rachel. I completely annoyed my.
Oh, no, she's literally having people give flowers. Is that the bit that we're doing right now?
Well, it's crazy that like it's like, okay, well, this one stranger give you a flower. And now my executive producer is going to give you the flowers.
Yeah, now I've had friends here again.
My parents growing up yodeling because of big business. She opens up the movie by yodeling. Have
bring
yodeled
up the
my
Sanderson
entire life.
Sisters.
Yeah, someone has to.
Because of Bette Midler, we all love you. You have been so instrumental in creating a generation of artists, of performers.
Do you love Bette Midler?
Bette, you are goated.
Bette, you're goated. Here's your flower.
It's what the kids
Bette's
say.
Goated, Jim.
Hope you have a great summer. And
yeah. Bette Midler, aka the Rizzler. Bette Midler.
Bette Rizzler.
Yeah. You know what? You're Bette Midler. Rizzler.
Bette Rizzler standing there going,
yeah.
And that Butters and I wishing you
Butters
the best time ever.
Yes, Bette, just the best time ever because you're an icon. And even
Butters doesn't know who
Amy,
Bette Rizzler
just
is.
You like Bette Midler, and you're like, I do.
I've loved you since I was a kid, since my parents introduced me to you, and I just think you're wonderful. And keep doing what you're doing and inspiring the next generation.
Bette, we love you.
We love you. She's just a beautiful, amazing performer, and her music really stands the test of time.
You know what's so weird is they keep pulling someone from the street, giving them a flower, and then having them give the flower to Busy Phillips, who I assume is then going to give it to Bette Midler. Like, why not just have all the flowers ready to go?
Or cut the flowers out completely.
You know what? Lose the flowers.
Yeah, lose the flowers completely.
Who's this handsome guy? Matthew, you want to give your flowers to Bette?
For years, I have used big business as a litmus test for boyfriends and friends. And if they don't get it, they're out.
It is the litmus test.
It's the best.
I love it.
Love you, Bette.
We love you.
Thank you.
Well, that guy seemed genuine.
I'm bringing these in for you. Here are all your flowers.
You were right. I can't believe it. Jim, you were fucking right.
I called it, man.
Holy shit.
Bette, we interviewed 10 gay men that all love you, and here are the flowers for them.
Here, Bette, we talked to a bunch of gay guys that loved you, and then a bunch of people who said their parents told them about you.
Amen. We just love you so much.
guys, we're going to take a little quick break. When we come back, more with Bette. What else is she going to sell us? Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't say that like you're not selling us. Don't say like you're in on the joke
or
something. Yeah,
you're not.
Yeah. I hate when people do that.
Also, she can't call it busy this week anymore. It's not a show about what's happening.
No, yeah. What is this now? Is this another?
It's the original Cookie Monster, Jimmy. You don't recognize her?
These are items that are probably already in your fridge or in your pantry.
You know, this at least makes more sense. Doing a cooking show, but being like, you can get this blender. You can get this pan.
You can buy all this stuff. And you can buy the cookbook that I got the recipe from.
Yes.
Instead of, hey, you see this pillow next to me? And
you see this ugly pillow? You can buy it.
Hey, see the bowl our corn chips are in?
You know, you could buy it. You could buy this bullshit.
Yay! Oh, welcome back, everyone, to Busy This Week. I'm Busy Phillips here with Casey and, you know, casually her friend. And now I hope my friend,
absolutely
Bette Midler.
No question. Yes. Girls 5. Eva.
Girls 5 Eva.
Girls 5 Eva. Okay, 6 5 Eva. 7 5 Eva.
You're going to join.
Wouldn't it be Girls 6 Eva?
Yeah.
Not 6 5 Eva?
Wouldn't it just be I'm having 6 with 6 it. Girls? Sex?
Have a new movie coming out.
60 girls?
I do.
Fabulous 4.
I mean, you know what? Here's the thing, Jim. What we can agree on is it wouldn't be 6 5 Eva. That's what we can all agree is not the case.
Yeah, Bette Midler made an oopsie on that one.
Ralph is amazing.
My new bestie.
Amazing.
Adorable.
She's so great. And it's college friends who reunite for one of their
I
weddings.
Can't believe they stretched this show for so long. How the fuck do they do this?
Why are all the little images a commercial, even though nothing that we look at is that same commercial?
Yeah, it's just something somewhere in the shot.
Is it a trick?
Kind of, yeah.
Did they just like plug the information in there so that you can't see what's happening? You just always see an ad?
Yeah, I think so.
Of an audience, and until it became a cult classic, and I think
I was talking about
10 years after it was.
Was talking about Hocus Pocus finally.
Agitating for us to do a sequel, and we
finally the fucking Sanderson sisters.
Yeah, absolute disinterest, complete disinterest, and it's the my favorite part that I ever played. I mean,
really?
It's my favorite part that I ever played. I mean, I just do that. I just do it, and the voice comes back, and I mean, my eyes start to go in circles. I really loved it. So we started agitating. We didn't get anywhere, and lo and behold, 30 years later,
finally something interesting to talk about.
Yeah. Because I would always text you, "Hocus Pocus is trending on Twitter," and you were like, "What?
Look, busy
like,
who fucking cares about steaming. That movie?" Like, shut up. Yeah. Let me talk to her.
Everyone in the world cares.
Stop
about
saying
that
how
movie.
You know her and how you always texted her.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Me and Jim, a couple of gay Disney lovers, are trying to hear Bette Midler talk about Hocus Pocus 2.
Happened with cable, and now I don't know what's going to happen with streaming.
Right.
Interesting.
Because the Hocus Pocus, just so you know, was always on. And especially like from September like August until November.
August until November?
I'm telling you.
Oh my God. It was like kickoff the season.
It was a kickoff to the season.
Yeah.
And you could watch Hocus Pocus and it would be like 2 p.m. on a Saturday and you're like, oh, I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus. Obviously, I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus. Which is also what happened
again.
With White Chicks, by the way.
Yes. Say what?
Yeah. And yeah, Hocus Pocus.
They took. Really?
Now they got
took
books
all the
out.
Photographs for this book, and they're extraordinary.
All right, now it's at least something she's
and
selling.
A new bird had come to town.
Oh, it's literally something she's selling.
The tale of the Mandarin duck.
Jim, am I a naive piece of shit? Because it never once occurred to me that Bette Midler was going to sell something.
Yeah, of course.
On this show.
Of course she is.
Why? I am so stupid.
Tale was that you had to go there and you had to really be with the duck.
Yeah.
You couldn't just take a picture of it. You couldn't run and get it on your phone because that wasn't the experience.
Right.
I
want the Mandarin duck to fight the Iron Man duck.
Yes. Yes. Ha ha!
Oh, yes!
Boom!
Oh, wow, sweet, I got a boom.
Do you read Matt Perry's book?
I read parts of it.
Oh, that was sad.
Yeah. I knew Matt, it was hard.
I'm really sorry.
Tough. Yeah. It was just like,
that's a weird thing that they randomly brought up.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's funny, I skipped ahead there talking about the death of Matthew Perry and his struggles with addiction.
Yeah, and then his book, his sad book.
celebrity has actually written it himself.
Yeah.
Or close to, then you feel it's all right. But if it's an unauthorized biography.
I agree.
Or if it's a bio that someone else writes.
Right.
It's not so good.
Linda Obst's book is really good,
oh
too.
Oh, my
Hello,
God.
Hello, He Lied.
Hello, He Lied.
Yes.
Fantastic. I knew her.
Yes.
Yes, she was great. She was a terrific
That's
producer.
A good response.
She's still
I knew her.
She's
yes.
Still
yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I've lost
Yeah,
my
Matthew, see in the YouTube chat, this conversation is the fun of listening to three old ladies catching up while you play your Game Boy wanting to go home. That's totally true. Like when you're just a little kid and you're like, yes. Fuck, when do we get to leave?
This is the doctor's appointment is technically over, but like
this man is a freak.
Your parents are catching up with your
yes.
with the pediatrician and stuff. And
yeah.
so yeah, you're just kind of like hanging out.
Or yeah, your mom just paid for all the groceries, but
yes.
she runs into her friend at the
yes.
exit and you're just like,
you're
mom.
In the parking lot standing yeah. by the car waiting to go. Yeah. So you turn on your Game Boy.
Oh no. What are they doing now?
All my wishes are true right now. I have my friends.
Happy birthday.
It's like making out. Really yeah. gross way.
Sing? It's like Cruel Intentions. They're doing like
happy
some fucking graphic making out.
To you. Happy birthday.
Oh my God. This made the cut.
Well, Jim, they've got 39 minutes to fill on their QVC Plus show.
You know, I was looking at her fucking weird Silence of the Lambs pendant that she has. I was creeped out by it. Her like bumblebee wasp
oh, yeah.
pendant. That she,
I was
that was one of the products when I was skimming through that you could look up and buy.
I assumed Thank it was Busy Phillips related, like Busy Bee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that. I was just like, that's just a creepy looking Silence of the Lamb shit.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
shall
sorry.
We say,
I didn't mean to take it back.
That's okay. What they're doing is blowing out a dry cake with cherries on it.
Most joyous.
Now, what you probably think I just said was a dry cake with like candied cherries or like what you get on like in cherry pie
yeah.
or on top of cherry cheesecake. No. These are like...
It looks like an uncut loaf of bread.
Yes, it is an uncut loaf of bread.
With cherries
with
on it.
Like literal cherries with a stem in them placed on yeah. top that they then put down and ignored. That is their birthday cake.
Anymore. This was fun. Thanks for the invitation. I enjoyed it.
Well, I would like to raise a glass to you. You are made of talent. Mm. And so many, I've worked with everyone in this business, and I've never met anyone who is more talented.
Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I can't help but point this out. Okay. Not trying to be a jerk. I mean, I'm not the fittest person in the world here. But, like, her Apple Watch is holding on for dear life. And her sleeve. Like, I'm not trying to. I mean, I know it's mean. I'm not trying to be mean, but I just can't help it.
That shit is painted on.
Like, you see how it, like, indents in? Like, the way your arm is?
It's like cankles, but wrist cankles. All right, is that a thing? Or wrist
yeah,
cankles?
Yeah, something like that. Like, I mean, come on. I'm not
oh,
the
yeah,
beacon
right.
of fitness here. I understand that.
That sleeve, it does do the weird, like
both ends. Like
it's like a muffin top sleeve.
Yes, it's a muffin top, and then it comes up to another muffin top at her Apple Watch.
And you? And I would think there would not be room for anything else inside your little tiny body. But you, for every drop of talent that you have, there is an ocean of kindness. And you have been there for me in some of my toughest times and some of my happiest times. And I'm so grateful.
She has a strong jawline on both her first
cheers.
And second drink.
Get her.
I also would like to make a toast to you, Bette Midler, because
I'd like to make a toast to this dry cake with cherries on top of it.
Growing up, wanting to pursue a thing, let me tell you, you were the one that I was like, oh,
I can do that.
Like, I love a bra.
I will say,
was that a lot? Do you is that a reference we're missing? Do you think is that like a line from her a part? Maybe.
Yeah. What was that movie everyone kept talking about?
The gay guy, Hello Dolly.
No, that the gay guy used to find boyfriends. Above it all, or something.
Oh, I don't know that.
Whatever
one.
Whatever they kept saying, I bet it's from
yeah,
that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I love abroad. I love you so much. I can't believe you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Just making over there.
This has been a joy.
We skip ahead like 10 minutes and they're all just like licking each other's boxes and shit. Welcome, new listeners. Welcome to our stream. When we're just, not talking about Corey.
It's just three people talking, and we're like, guess what I think is gonna happen.
Yeah. You know what?
What? Oh, they're talking on a show over there.
Yeah,
lesbians.
What if this happened?
At home, cheers to you. Yeah. Thanks for spending it with us. Thank you, QVC Plus, for giving us this chance. And good night, you guys. We love that video.
Good night.
I do like Bette Midler more than Streisand.
Yeah, you know what? I kept mixing that. I always mix them up, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
They're contemporaries and easy to mix up, in my opinion.
Yeah,
if you're not,
yeah.
super familiar with that world, I feel like they're easy to mix up.
What's hilarious is this, like, kind of sad acoustic outro music that's playing. Wait, hold on. Let me think of it just a second. It's like wistful, like, oh man,
yeah.
I can't wait to see my friends again. Then it's like, why don't we do it in the row?
Shop tonight's episode and more.
Oh god, what? I'm shocked that this is. That, like I said, I thought it was going to be like 9 minutes and then a bunch of ads. I really am surprised that there was a. I mean, I'm saying this like. I'm very being very generous that there was like a show here.
Yeah.
Is there one without Bette Midler? I'd like to see what an episode of the show would look like without Bette Midler. Because like that is a lot of star power, if I'm being honest.
I'm Busy Phillips and I like to leak box.
Thank you.
But
GTS.
I wonder what an episode of the show would look like if they don't have like a real guest.
I was almost gonna pull this one up because I was like, are these words? The guests are Cord Overstreet and Jinx Monsoon.
Oh, they've got to be.
Although one of them's from Glee, and then maybe what? Drag Race or something?
Drag Race. Yeah. I was going to say the Kristen Thorson show, but I couldn't remember what that.
Tina Fey's on, although Tina Fey's maybe too good of a guest.
There's no way Tina Fey sticks around.
Sherry Shepherd, Ileana Glazer.
Oh, whoa. Keenan Thompson. You know what? Fair enough. Call
she kind of gets some guests.
Call me corrected. She actually got some guests. I recognize a majority of her guests.
Sarah Bareilles, Paula Pell.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Yeah. No.
Dude, it's hilarious. There's an after show as well.
I stand corrected. It's just fucking. Who's that guy that we hate that was scared of us?
R.L. Stine,
nerd guy.
Wait, what nerd guy?
I sent you a picture.
Oh, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, it's just Chris Hardwick.
You
know
what?
Like recapping Busy talking about, like talking to Keenan Thompson.
Well, I was going to say that too, more towards the beginning of the show. It's funny for not being a big show, we've had quite a few run-ins with like, you know, some celebrities.
Oh,
whether it be, we had a beef with Dan Harmon, co-creator of Rick and Morty, creator of Community. We had R.L. Stine.
Yeah.
Ryan
Johnson was afraid of us.
Yeah, Ryan Johnson before he was a Star Wars guy. We were like the original Ruin Johnson guys.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick, of course, was a big one. Chris Hardwick called me very scared.
Yeah. Terrified.
But that our listeners were going
Brian Lee O'Malley.
Brian Lee O'Malley, the Scott Pilgrim creator. But then we've made some friends along the way, like Axel Braun, famous porn
Chocolate
director.
Rain was trying like hell to fuck my girlfriend at the time. He was sending her all sorts
Was he really?
Dude, on Twitter, he was sending her like...
Oh, I didn't know this.
Like inappropriate DMs, like constantly.
Jeez.
Like constantly, Jim.
Ugh, that sounds about right for the Chocolate Rain guy.
I'm sure I brought up who was ashamed. We asked him to make us a sounder, and he used a fake voice.
His voice is so... I might even have it.
Yeah.
Oh, Goldbricker reminded me. Yeah, we had Dice call in that time. Dice had a lot of fun
Sandberg
on
loves us.
Wait, who?
Sandberg.
Oh, yeah. For some, because when you're saying that, I'm like, Andy Sandberg? But no, yeah. David F. Sandberg from Annabelle Creation and Shazam.
Your boy, the canceled king himself.
Oh, Max Landis.
Yeah, Max Landis loves us.
It's funny, too, because I had messaged him a long time. Well, actually, I think I'd messaged him before. Well, actually, here's Tay Zonday doing a gym. If you don't remember, Tay Zonday is a Chocolate Rain, you know.
Yeah.
He was one of the original viral guys from back in the day. And he agreed to come on our show when we were doing like our week of shows. And I was like, oh, hey, can you do a couple like This Is Jim and Them? Because thinking... This guy's got an iconic voice.
And
like
every other person who's been on our show, we've asked you, and they did.
Yeah, so
this is Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
It that actually sounds more like it than I remember, but it's still way not. He's still totally trying to do some other voice.
It's not his voice at all.
This is Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Play the Max Landis one.
This
Where's I just had it. Yeah.
Hello, this is USA TV's Suits enthusiast, screenwriter Max Landis. And you are listening to Jim and Them, you lucky son of a bitch.
See, did he lie about who he was or hide his identity?
Or not even say who he was. Yeah,
hide his identity and use a fake voice and not say who he was. David F. Sandberg did a normal one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I had hit him up before the Streamathon just in the off chance that maybe Max would call in. And he never replied. But then like 2 weeks ago, he's like, hey, Jim, I'm easier to find on Instagram. And then, but then I was like, oh, hey, then answer my DM, and he never replied. Because I did message him on Instagram a while ago, but either way.
Oh, well, we should hit him up again.
Yeah, we should.
Because here's the thing. We're the only ones that don't hate him.
Yeah, people hate on him.
I love him.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line? Hello, caller?
It's a 702 number, so it makes me wonder if
is it Jeff?
Someone.
I assume it's Jeff because Jeff was just in the chat.
Oh, I assumed it was someone doing that thing where they third party call us.
Oh, maybe.
Like they make a restaurant call us or
sometimes,
something.
Sometimes we get people having fun.
That's what I think whenever I see 702. It's either Kristen or it's someone goonin'.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was Jeff. He said his speaker doesn't work.
Hey, it's me. My phone doesn't function.
Yeah, sorry. My phone doesn't work. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, gosh.
What else? Hold on. There's something else I had. Oh, yeah. You know what?
Mm-hmm. I don't. I don't know what.
On I did want to watch this classic... what would you call these? You would call these body cam hijinks, if you will, like police body cam hijinks, but the fun one, not the one where where an unknown person gets shot or whatever.
Very rare these days to find a fun one.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of, it's a testament to like, you know, ACAB, all that, but you do have to remember, like, this is the type of shit that cops have to deal with constantly.
Jim, all of us have to deal with bullshit constantly
that's
at our
true.
Jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
And we
but
shouldn't
also,
pretend
but,
that cops are
But you also
want to
give people some grace, like in the same respect of how I give a retail worker grace of like, you shouldn't have to deal with that shit. That's funny, nothing in the chat. Isn't gooning a masturbation thing now? I think it is. We've been gooning since...
Deuce 11.
Yeah, Deuce 11. So it was before it became whatever the masturbation thing that
Wait,
it is now.
Goonin means jerking off now?
It's some sort of... What is it? Let me look it up.
Yeah, goonin for us is like when you're like goofing around and like having fun. Sometimes at other people's expense, but usually just like you're like having a big goof. Like so like if we're in public like doing a great bit, we're goonin'.
Now gooning as of, although this is, I guess it's been there since 2012. We still got it beat by at least a year because we've been gooning Deuce 11,
yeah, Deuce 11,
2011. But I feel like we never heard this before and I only heard it fairly recently. But gooning is most simply defined as that state usually achieved after a prolonged edging session when a man comes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis. Since a gooning state can only be achieved after edging, the man's dick will become mightily aroused at this point, and every caress the male genitals are subjected to will trigger potent elation. As the man keeps edging and thus keeps experiencing tense pleasure, he enters a state of trance where his mind intimately merges with his cock. The gooning state, where he and his dick become one. To be even more accurate, when the gooning state is achieved, the man's body becomes for all intents and purposes an appendage to his erection. When the state is achieved, the male becomes freed of all social codes of conduct and his arousal alone dictates his reactions. As a result, a gooned out man will become very expressive and demonstrative. He may become very vocal, while his body and face might take on undignified expressions and poses, all in response to the intensely exquisite caress his penis is exposed to. Hence the term goon, since at this point the man effectively looks like a silly, foolish, eccentric person.
Okay, well there's that definition, then there's ours where it's just like,
having fun.
Fellas having fun.
Yeah, just I guess they're the same thing when you really get down to
That's
it.
That's true.
Well, actually, what does Reddit say? Does Reddit have a more straight answer?
Can't imagine they don't. That's
someone
the most
says it's just a lame
heard.
Word made up by the people who made Riz. Someone's upset.
Someone's mad. Are they mad at us?
Let's see. Gooning have negative effects. I'm doing it right. Jerking off, sexting, playing with my boobs. And then it says parentheses. I'm trans.
It's like Jeff's call did go through.
Yeah. This is like
playing
Jeff
with my
on
boobs.
Line.
In parentheses, I'm trans.
But yeah, I guess it's just like extreme masturbation. I mean, we were the original Edge Kings anyway.
Yeah.
Edge lords, if you will.
That's not what it means for us, but also maybe it does.
But yeah. So, anyways. This is just kind of a fun dealing with like just a crazy person.
Okay.
I guess they're responding to a call of a woman that is not paying her. She won't pay her bill at this pizza restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's also it's
so like the pizza restaurant called the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also to the level of like it's goofy, but then it's like sad because it's like, oh my god, this person doesn't know anything.
Oh man, I'm excited to find out.
2024. Officers responded to a call regarding a woman refusing to pay for her pizza.
Fuck, awesome.
Gross.
Anyway,
good. Did we get this figured out?
No. Okay. I need my boyfriend to pay my bill. And what happened was my phone doesn't have Wi-Fi in there.
Let's take this outside.
Sorry. My dad did 44 years.
You know, it's amazing how good quality body cameras are and audio apparently as well for just having a little camera just strapped on your chest or whatever.
Dude, and it's also a shame that they're constantly like malfunctioning whenever black people
true.
Get shot or drugs are found mysteriously placed in people's pockets.
Okay.
You can call him.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter. I had money in my account, and now I don't.
He's in charge here.
Okay, I had money in my account, and now I don't.
Okay.
This happens to me all the time. My car broke down. You're like, you can see it.
Well, you need to pay your bill.
I know. I'm going to make money if I have my phone to make money.
Well, you need to pay your bill now.
Okay, you have to take me to jail.
Okay. So you're not going to pay your bill?
No, I'm going to pay my bill if I have my phone. I
Are you going to pay your bill right now?
I'm going to try.
Where's your phone?
In the bar. Probably in my bag, or sometimes it vanishes because God just does that shit to me.
It's so weird because it keeps going back and forth from like, is this just a thing you say? Like, you know, people will just say that as like an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Or is she being like, is everything she's saying literal?
Well, I can't figure out what the situation is.
That I'm confused. How are you going to pay your bill with your phone?
I'm going to ask people on Facebook to pay my bill, Morgan Wallen.
Their tone is so great because she's like, obviously.
Oh, my God. Duh. I'm going to ask strangers to give me money.
And Morgan Wallen is like a country singer, I think.
Wait, is she Morgan Wallen?
No, that's because I was like, why does that name sound familiar?
Is this lady anybody?
No, all we know is that her father was 44 years in the NYPD.
Okay, so she thought she had money in her account and then didn't. So she didn't knowingly walk in here and buy a meal with no money. She now can't pay, but she's like, simply give me a second to beg Facebook for money, and then I'll pay the bill. That's where we're at.
But in such an obvious, like, I'm going to get Facebook people to pay my bill. Like, why are you even asking? We all know this.
Officer, duh.
What's great about the going back to the body cams as well is because this is like a movie. We get to cut.
Yeah.
It's cutting back and forth from the point. Like someone really sat down, synced these up, and like did a legit edit on it.
Whoa.
No. Yeah,
He does do that.
We're not gonna sit here and do that.
Well, okay, Correa, we can.
Yep. Wait out here for you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Where's that?
In there. All
right. So
that's such a great tone.
Well, I love that in her eyes.
I have money in my account.
Are we going to pay the bill?
Everyone's wasting her time. Everyone in the world
Everyone else is aggravating.
Yeah. Sure, her time is so valuable, and it is being completely wasted by all these trivial arguments about paying for things and where she gets her money.
I want to.
Not with asking Morgan Wallen.
Okay, my dad.
Your dad means nothing to me. To be completely honest, he means nothing.
I know, NYPD cops hate you guys too.
That's fine. It doesn't matter that he's NYPD or not. Your dad is not anywhere.
My mom can pay my bill. I went to her house to try to get it.
Okay, is your mom willing to come here and pay your bill right now?
Yes, if you call her.
Okay.
If you call her, she's not going to believe me. She thinks I'm a psycho. She's stealing my kids from me. We can trauma bond all day long, but we're not going to do that.
Oh, it's so great.
Okay, I'm realizing this lady is crazy.
But she knows it,
but
kinda.
She's a very unique yes. type of crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, her whole life is crazy, and she's just like skating along, and so she's used to it. So,
well, also,
so she seems less crazy because she's just like, you know when like someone walks up to you and they start talking to you and you're like, oh, this is a normal person. And then they say something.
Oh,
you go,
yes.
And you
oh.
go, oh.
Those are always great.
Oh,
yeah.
No. If this isn't a normal person.
If you're at like a convention or in yes. line for something and you kind of have a little chit chat, but then all of a sudden like the veil comes yes. away. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
that.
Yes.
And she's used to it. So that's yeah. why she's acting like everyone else is nuts, because she's completely used to this nonsense. And all of us, we just arrived. Just got here.
It's a great way to go through, like, but it's also clear that she's like, yeah, her life is all crazy, but it's just because she's crazy.
Yes.
But
oh, she no. clearly, she's at fault.
Yeah. She clearly like enters every situation of like, why is everyone on my fucking ass
yes.
today?
We just dipped a foot in the hot tub. We're like, oh yeah. Jesus, it's hot. And she's sitting in.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it's been,
it's
what are you talking
not
about?
Hot
it's
at all. What are you talking yeah. about?
Okay. Is this your vehicle?
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Hey, guys. It's Max Murder on the line.
Oh, what's up, Max?
What's up, Max?
Not much. You guys are just watching this video of this crazy lady trauma dumping. So a couple of weeks ago, I actually had a homeless person come in to the dispensary I was working at.
Oh, yeah.
And he just kept, like, just trauma dumping, asking, like, what my religious views were, what my ideology was. And then kind of what this chick is doing, but just kind of like asking you questions to kind of like trip you up for some odd reason. Like it feels like you're never going to get a solid answer from this person, but they're just going to keep giving out this information all the fucking time to anyone who listens.
Did they just want an excuse to be inside? So they thought like, if the conversation doesn't end, I don't have to leave. Is that what was happening?
Well, kind of. Well, I was expecting that they were like at least going to buy a pre-roll, because we do have some pretty cheap items, but just like I couldn't like a nice way be like, yo, you need to leave. I don't want to have this conversation anymore. But
wait, I think
yeah,
Max might
just
be this week with Busy Phillips thing us by calling and appearing to take part in a show while secretly selling something.
Yeah, man, go buy some weed at my local dispensary. But no, just like just dealing with this person, it always just feels like they're just unloading all this information. And even in the same way that she's like, well, I'm gonna expect the internet to pay my bill, that's also fucking insane too. That's what I see with all these low-cal dudes, is that they just keep begging for money on the internet and expecting it to work somehow.
If you work any like if you work any type of retail or have worked any type of retail, yeah, you're right, you get trapped in these situations because there are people that just wander in and you have to talk to them because it's your job.
Yes.
And you get stuck there and like, yeah, next thing you know, you're hearing about their sister who passed away and like their mom who doesn't talk to them anymore. And it's like, what the fuck are you? Do you want to buy some weed or no? Like, what's going like on here?
When I worked at Game Crazy, it's a small, small store. And when someone walks in, you go, hey, how you doing? You see, like, just what you say. You're not actually going, asking them how they are doing.
Yeah.
You're greeting
just saying
them.
Hi. And then maybe, unless if they're like, hey, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z.
But sometimes you go, hey, how you doing? And they go, not great. I just got back. And then you're talking to them for 30 minutes. And you're like, oh no, I didn't mean, how are you doing? I just meant words are coming out because you're walking through a door.
Exactly. And I'm trying to get you in and out quick as possible. But yeah, there's people like this and it really fucking sucks. So shout outs to all the retail people working out there and keep on doing the good show, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks,
hey,
Max.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. Hey.
Pour one out for the working man.
Boom! Yes. Okay. Are you a registered owner of the vehicle?
Yes, I am.
You don't have anything inside your vehicle to pay your bill.
No, I have $7 on me. Pay my bill.
Papa 3015 St. John's.
I asked my ex-boyfriend to come and pay it for me. He will do that, but I need a phone to do that. 65 Florida.
Okay. And now we're what's inside.
Go ahead. I'm sorry?
I can print it.
Cool. She's sitting here trying to come up with all this stuff about how she wants to try to get them. So we're not going to
have to. Well, she won't. We're not. Yeah. She didn't have a car that she could find.
She walked here. Like, she walked in here with no car. And then she drove off in that marine car. So it must. Someone had to have dropped. Like, I was like, either she's a magician, she's a movie star that's just trying to cause trouble for PR. Like, I don't know what. I just can't read it all. And I'm like, you know, I got to.
Larry will pay my bill.
Larry? Who's Larry?
Larry, my ex-boyfriend. All my ex-boyfriends are friends of mine. They'll pay my bill. They have jobs.
Whoa. Yeah, no, she is. Jim, everything is like, oh, haven't you heard? Yeah. Duh. Because she, yeah, no, she is this. Dude, everyone's met a couple people like this or the person like this or seen the person like this. They sneak up on you.
Yeah.
They sneak up on you because you don't walk past this person on the street and go, look at that whack job.
No. But like, it just looks like some lady. Yeah, some lady.
They very quickly, it's like someone with a fake mustache on, where if you just walk by, you'd go, that guy had a mustache. But then if someone said, stare at their face, you go,
look at that mustache.
Wait a second, that's a fake mustache. It doesn't take much, but it's not apparent at first.
What would be great, though, is if that was just the tone of her voice, like she's not trying to talk like that, and that's what turned her crazy, is because all her life, she's just trying to talk to people, but she's always like, yeah, my boyfriend, don't you know? And
that's a Bob and David sketch.
And people started reacting to her that way, and it just turned her completely insane.
That is 1,000% a Bob and David unwritten sketch.
Yeah, Javis in the chat, main character syndrome, big time.
Yes.
To call them, and my phone is dead, I can go to my house and charge it.
Do you guys want to press charges?
She can't pay her bill yet.
I can walk there and leave my car here and my bag here.
Okay. You leave your bag here? You stay here often?
I'm a squatter.
Okay. All right. Where is your residence right now?
What?
Right there, 1:30.
Wait, I can't tell. Jim, I don't know what reality is anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know what's real, and I don't know what's sarcasm.
Well, because also, like, she has that car looks like a fairly nice car, but also the people in the restaurant were like, she didn't have a car at first, then all of a sudden there was a car here she drove away in.
I can't, I don't know what's real.
Which car did you come here?
In the red car.
Perfect. Thank you. You said you're not going to pay this?
No, I am going to pay it tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, it's always changing.
Get his money back.
Really?
Yeah.
You serious?
Wait, so what? I committed a crime and now I'm being what? Punished?
You're going to jail right now for defrauding an innkeeper.
I did it before.
What the fuck, dude?
Your bill.
I'm not failing to pay my bill. I need my bag so I can make some phone calls. And my pizza and my meal.
No, you're not taking that. Hipper. They don't take food in jail.
Oh, I have to bring them right? Daniel
room. It would be funny if you just bring your leftovers with you. Matthew C., how much pizza did this lady buy for it to be worthy of charges? I mean, I kind of get that, but also, like, I don't know. If they're like, hey, you want to press charges?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not like they keep you. I mean, I'm sure they keep you to whatever arraignment is or something. It's the same as if, like, you got caught shoplifting, you know?
Well,
I know some places, they wait for it to be a felony amount, but some places could just, like, say, no, we want to press charges. You get brought in, booked, and then they let you out, and you have to go to court or whatever it is.
And if they cause you a bunch of problems, you're way more likely to be like, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just, like, a guy came in and he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I left my wallet in a different pair of pants. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I just don't have it. Is there something we can do? And they're not sure if they believe him, but he's like not being a dick about it. He's like, can I wash dishes? What are we doing here? And they just go like, whatever, man, just like go, get out of here.
Well, also
go away.
And the only person that's going to get arrested for something like this and actually brought in is a crazy person. Cause they just hang out. Like anyone else,
left.
You would just run away. Like they're like, we're calling the cops. You're like, fuck, I got to get out of here.
She was standing inside. Like finally someone is here.
Finally, you're here. Can you explain this to them that I need my phone?
Yeah.
I forgot there's this gets even better, by the way, because I did watch
where
this
could
earlier.
It even go from here.
They ask her if she has any weapons, and she, all right.
Yeah, the bow staff that my uncle gave me when we were training in Osaka.
I'm going to get my kids.
26, thank you. Thank you.
Well, Daewoo, her broke down car was there. But I mean, even if your broke down car was there, you would just, I would just leave. Like if there was risk of like, oh, I didn't pay my bill, they're calling the cops, you'd still just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably still eventually find you and give you like a warrant. You'd have to come in or something, but it's better than sticking around getting arrested.
Well, that would have been bad.
Do you have anything on you that's going to go?
Yeah. I have a knife.
Same dog.
But they bleep it out. She says it's in her pussy.
Jim, I can't tell if she's being sarcastic or not.
And yeah, you can't. That's
she
like,
says that the same way she says, yeah, I'm a squatter.
But that's like the same thing of how, like, you know, don't even joke about having a bomb on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy
which
that's
I've done, and that bugs Jeff so much.
Do you have anything on you that's going to go into the
gym? Yes, I have a knife.
St. John's.
A knife in my pussy. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
See, even he doesn't believe her. He's like, I guess if you
get
do,
my bag
I
so
guess
I can call my dad.
Well, he does. They have to call a lady down.
What the hell?
He could be my bill. Oh,
yeah. She's going to be 10-15 reference.
Or my mom. I'm not. It's a frauder. This shit happens to me all the time.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know now.
By what's happening now, I assume this happens constantly.
So you said you have a knife up your...
Yes, I do. You want to come get it?
No.
I didn't think so, asshole.
Okay.
You're being all indignant to someone after you're being a jerk.
I just... I it's... Jim, it's bad. We've seen so many videos on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
But like... This is so all over the place.
Yes.
While also remaining, she is consistent, but in a way that I cannot nail anything down. I am so lost at what the true reality of the situation actually is.
He has her stuff. Oh, she's got a bunch of beers in her bag.
Holy cow.
She's got Heineken's in there and shit.
Well, there's a bunch in here. Did she buy that one from you guys?
Well, yes. She bought it. Well, yes.
And then I like it's like, yeah, she quote bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were in there.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, not a problem, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, Hugo, she's starting to make a Christopher Walken accent. I can hear that a little bit when she's like kind of crying.
I just don't understand. Mm.
I appreciate you.
No, for real. Cool. Thank you.
We were just, as we pulled up, where he said he's in training. He said, have you been here? I said, no, not yet. I need to come check it out.
Well,
so.
if you guys have a break a little bit later, your pizza's on me.
Cool.
Hooking them up.
Papa 26,
3 seconds. What is this? A magic lamp? There's a magic lamp in here?
Went to us by chance. She's saying she has a signal zero in an inappropriate place.
Some Twizzlers.
Her name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Shitty day. Oh, you look so pretty. Thank you. I was going to my boyfriend's house, but I didn't want
to... You look so pretty to go to a...
Well, I was at the pub waiting for him to come get me.
Just starts barreling into a story. But yeah, this lady cop just keeps complimenting her. She's like, wow, you're so cute.
Well, she's probably like... Every fiber of her being wants to just shoot her on sight because she's a cop. Yeah. And she's like, no, you have to do the opposite.
Real quick.
Come on out, Ferb. You said you got some up there?
No, I don't. I was kidding.
Oh, okay. Not something to joke about.
I gotta kind
of
check.
Really?
I'm not gonna do a whole... I was kidding.
Hey, before she does that, let me ask you. I just talked to your mom on the phone and she said that you didn't pay your bill at some bar last night.
No, because this happens to me all the time.
Well, if you didn't...
I love her. Dude, mom's even narking her out.
She's
her
constantly
mom's like, fuck that bitch.
She constantly just doesn't have money and goes places and then goes, where on earth is everyone in the world to save me?
I mean, that's the ultimate grift because it's like, wow, you go to like a stupid fast food place, they want the money up front.
Yeah.
Go to a bar or like a tavern, you could order food and they ask for the money after. It's like
she's
I already ate it.
Constantly posting Facebook statuses are like, oh, hello, where is everybody's money?
Hello, I have to pay. I have a bill to pay.
Did you guys forget about me?
That, let me ask you. I just talked to your mom on the phone, and she said that you didn't pay your bill at some bar last night.
No, because this happens to me all the time.
Well, if you didn't have money to pay your bill last night,
I did have money. I have $7.5 million.
All right, he's just, he asked
he's being an asshole.
No, he's asking you a question. This is
my dad did 44 years in the NYPD. I did 20 years in the NYPD.
Okay, so
I'm retired.
No, you're not.
Is that a comedic cut for podcasters?
It does cut away to a separate body cam of the frustrated cop leaning against a car. No, you're not.
Yeah, for podcasters, because we cut to the lady's body cam and she's talking, the female cop's body cam, and she's talking to the lady when she says she's retired. And then we have a comedic fucking Adam Sandler-esque cut to the guy who's at the front of the car like, no, you ain't.
The thing is, she talks. You know what this reminds me of? The lady on the plane that says, like, I am not, like that with that fucking thing back there or whatever. What is
That motherfucker's not real. Yes,
she says something that sounds like the crazy ramblings of a lunatic, but she says it in the way that a normal person would say that.
Yeah.
Everything out of her mouth has the cadence of a regular person, but the like clear, like truthfulness of a crazy, like,
there's
like
too much
homeless confidence.
Yeah, yeah. There's too much.
It seems true.
Yeah.
But what she's saying is so clearly a lie. It'd be like, if I was
retired.
like Jim, you didn't know I was from the planet Mercury? I wasn't born.
It's like, what?
Jim,
no, you weren't.
I don't have I don't have like a real birthday. I was born on Mercury. Like on Mercury we have different and you'd be like, Mike, what you're saying is so fucking obviously fake.
Why would you think that? I believe it.
Yeah, why is the cadence of your voice and the way you're talking as if you're saying something normal? That's what she's doing. It's so at odds with itself.
Yeah, schizo ramblings.
Yes. But coming across as normal.
Yeah.
All right. He's
being an asshole.
No, he's asking you a question. This is
my dad did 44 years in the NYPD.
Like, I believe that she believes what she's saying.
Yeah.
Even though what she's saying should not be believed or bought.
What's funny is that I've believed this whole time, I believe that her dad was a cop for 44 years. Until she said that she was 20 years.
And she's
now it's like I'm questioning. It's like the twist in a movie that makes you recontextualize everything that came before.
It's Book of Eli, but a lady getting arrested for not paying for pizza.
I did 20 years in the NYPD.
Okay, so
I'm retired.
No, you're not.
Do you have anything up your hoo-ha?
No.
God, I don't want to look.
I know.
Just at least do a pat down.
Because my legs are stuck because they're chubby.
You're athletic. You're not chubby. And don't call us chubby, woman. All right, just put
She's even sticks up for her. Like, don't say that about yourself. You're athletic.
And then she turns the body cam off and starts hitting her with a sock full of nickels.
Your dress is so cute.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I need my bag.
Go ahead. We're going to get it. But go ahead.
So she checked her hoo-ha.
Thank you.
There was two knives up there.
Thank you.
I've got two knives.
Thanks.
NYPD, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see his face?
Yeah.
Go back to that.
Yeah, he's like...
Okay, listen to what I do, where I go... Like, you know the face I just made because you heard that? That's the face he makes.
Me, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
NYPD, huh?
Yeah. Also, defrauding an innkeeper, is that just like a... Like, is she a third-level wizard?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Is that just an old-timey term?
Defrauding. And maybe they just don't have a chew-and-screw charge they could give her. And then there's a similar fun with cops is... These guys got pulled over, but, like, apparently they were filming cops with these cops or something.
Okay. Oh, so they started wiling.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going on cops.
I don't answer any questions.
Three of you guys in here?
For holy shit.
Holy shit.
You don't have to identify. You only can identify the driver.
And I'm on probation too.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
This nigga done cold. Listen.
He is kind of doing the thing you hate, though, Mike, where he's doing this stuff because he's filming.
Yeah, I hate
like
that.
He's showing up for the camera, but also it's still a little fun.
Yeah, I hate it.
You on probation for anything like this? You're the driver. You on probation parole?
No,
I'm not. You ever been arrested in Alameda County?
No.
No. Is anybody here on probation parole? No?
I'm not sure.
I don't answer any questions.
Again, it's just an honest question. Anybody here on probation or parole?
I don't answer any
questions.
You're not?
Yeah,
okay, what are you on probation for?
It was something a while ago.
I got you. You're on a four-way?
I'm not sure. You got to look it up.
No, I got you. You got L's on you, bro, or no?
I don't have my license. I don't think
okay.
so.
You know your PFN?
What's that?
You been to Santa Rita before or no?
No.
Okay. Where were you arrested out of?
California.
I understand that. But you understand if you tell me you're on probation, you have to identify yourself.
San Francisco.
Yeah, I got you.
Just flipping him off.
Where, you don't know, like, your...
Is he flipping,
he's not, well, he's flipping the camera off.
Yeah, he's not flipping off
flipping the camera,
the cop. He's flipping directly off the poor camera guy that's just out there.
That has to silently just film.
And you can see the look on his face is just like, he's completely dead-eyed because he's just like, I'm so used to nonsense all day.
Yeah.
You know your ID number?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? You got anything else to do? Bro. I know you bored as fuck right now.
Cops!
Yeah, you are, bro. What's your
this guy.
Y72157977.
Y72157977.
No,
Y59377.
Bro, my nigga really got a camera.
Corn!
Oh, it's more pulling up. It's over with.
It's more police?
Yeah, another one just pulled up.
He's a corn! He's a corn!
Is that new slang that we don't know yet?
I think it is, Jim.
I'm playing window games. I'm playing these
pots. That's what I'm telling these niggas. They not listening.
You got video footage, it's good.
Okay.
What's going on?
How are you guys? What's up,
cuz? We don't
I hate the cop question thing when they're just being like, hey, just a simple question. Like, hey, just talk. Yeah. Like, where they try to pretend like they're just kind of rapping with you, but like,
because
it's always a scheme.
It's like, don't get me wrong, cops are shitty, but their job basically incentivizes them to be snakes. So just be upfront about it.
But what's great,
just be
though,
an open piece of shit, because history has taught us that nothing will happen to you. So you might as well just be shitty.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to answer. But what's great, though, is watch the cool guy cop that comes in. This guy's just having fun along with everybody else.
Nah, but that's worse than... Yeah. That's almost worse.
Roll it down.
Oh, my God.
Hey, turn the car, boss.
For what?
What's up?
For what?
Because I'm asking you to.
You think I'm going to run?
Can you please turn it on?
No, not turning it on.
Look, see, he's having fun.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Detective Walter.
What's your name?
Detective Walter 2266. What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, back, what you looking at?
I'm just looking to make sure you got no straps in the car.
I don't do that. We don't.
Okay, we just making sure.
What's that? What you mean?
I don't know. What's the story?
What you mean?
So do you like cool guy cop, Mike?
Nah, I don't like it. I top to bottom, I hate everything about this. I hate the people.
It's
the car.
All your favorite things. Yeah, it's people taking their phones out, doing
it's
crazy
just,
stuff.
It's just all the stuff I hate in one video.
Hey, you guys aren't free to leave, so put the car apart.
Where are we going to go, bro? You really delusional right now? What's the dead right here?
This guy's like, this guy's probably a skateboarder. He's a cool guy. He's a surfer, probably.
Where is he?
What? To what ends do you think that you'll falsely convince me of anything, Jim?
We're not getting out.
Tony!
We don't need a convoy.
Ezekiel!
Anyways, yeah, you get it. It just goes on and on, but it's just, you know.
Yeah,
no. It's not as fun as the crazy lady who's just being crazy.
Well, I'm not a fan of. I just pulled up my phone, so now I'm gonna start hamming it up. Can't condone hamming it up, Jim. That's why I don't like children actors in commercials, because they're all fucking hamming it up.
You gotta give it up for a child actor in a commercial; their dream's coming true.
All they do is ham it up.
Shit. I guess that's just about an episode. You know what? Actually, one more thing. I got one more of Mike's favorite things.
Oh, great. Hell yeah.
Where the fuck was it? Yeah, here we go, Mike. You tried to call this fake before?
Yeah.
I show speed, fucking jumping over two cars this time on live stream.
Jim, really quick.
Yeah.
When the car, when the camera pans around.
This is real, dude. Don't even try to tell me this is fake.
When the camera pans around, look how close the cars are. Like, if they are if they are doing what it appears they're doing.
Boom!
Like, have you ever tried to break your car? Like, just to turn on your brakes?
Yeah.
And, like, you know how slow that is, unless it makes a huge noise or anything. Look where the cars are. Do you think those cars, right where they are, just zoomed by the way that he implies they did to jump over them?
Yeah, with some professional drivers, for sure.
Nah. Fake as shit. Super fake.
Yeah, you're going to fake that with multiple angles on a live stream? I don't think so.
One, this guy sucks dick.
No, speed rules.
Speed sucks. So I'm a hater, and I'm openly admitting it. But two, this is fake.
No, this is not fake. Look at this.
It's fake.
Whoa, boo. Look at that. Look at the ups, bro.
Yeah, it's fake.
You kidding?
Look at this. Like, here's the thing. He can jump, but he didn't jump over two cars.
Look at all the witnesses.
Yeah. Look at all those people acting like they just saw something real. Look at all those people pretending to react to something.
It is cool when he calls the guy fat motherfucker in a second.
Thank you, God. I did it again. I'm the fucking demon. Two times. Shut your fat ass up. I'm not doing that again. Like,
shut your fat ass up.
Like and subscribe.
How would you not like and subscribe after
everything
this?
About this guy is what I hate.
No,
about like the this
yeah,
whole
like, his
like
skin color
about race. And no, it's what I hate about like online identities and like this culture of like internet personalities. He is all the things I don't like about it.
No, he just jumped over two cars. I mean, I'm not a big streamer guy, but I game recognize game.
Jim, you don't believe this happened. You don't believe what you just saw. I didn't even have to break it down for you, and you would have. And I know you don't believe it because it's fucking nonsense.
Blaine in the YouTube chat, would you rather have to eat a pound of raw chicken or have to listen to Go For It by Corey Feldman for 24 hours straight? How loud is Go For It when I have to listen to it? Like, am I in a room with only Go For It playing? Or is it just like, maybe this is worse. Or is it just like
a droning
background?
Like when a neighbor's playing their music too loud and it's not like so loud, but you can hear it. Well, I mean, one of those things can kill me.
But people do eat raw chicken.
I don't think I'll just listen to Go For It.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a fan of Go For It.
Sometimes.
Are we listening to Snoop Dogg Go For It or Doc Ice Go For It? That's the song, right?
Mixes around.
Is that the change-up we get?
A lot of change-ups. Here's the thing. There have been days where I do just listen to Go For It for 24 hours straight.
Yeah,
there's never been a day where I eat raw chicken, so I think my decision has already been made.
Yep, sign it. Put it in a contract. We're doing it in 2 weeks.
Yep. Nope. Which actually, based on like saying words, are we 3 weeks away from Japan? Or would this be 2 weeks away from Japan?
We have three shows, and then the fourth show from today we'll be in Japan. We'll be live from Japan.
So like middle of next week is officially 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're three shows away from Japan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're leaving 3 weeks from Sunday.
Okay.
Favorite part of the show? What was it that we really laughed? There was something in the dumb. Oh, when he immediately
had to stop. The song,
When Corey went to start his set with the joke.
Yeah. Starts looking around frantically.
Immediately had to frantically get his guitar and then had to fucking stop everything to restart.
Easy. Classic Corey.
Also, some good Corey moments. What a great crazy lady.
Yeah, I liked reading What the fuck is her name? Rachel May Dawn? What is her name?
Oh, Heather May Dawn.
I love that she knows my name and will never forget it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even remember her full name just now.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I still said it in the wrong order. Yeah, Heather May Dawn. I loved seeing what she sent to YouTube. That is that's a gift. That's a gift.
It was
that
a
is
gift.
A gift.
Well. Also, it was fun seeing Busy Phillips again.
Yeah.
It's been too long for her particular brand.
Thank you, Busy. What
a great show. Thank you, everyone that was hanging out in the Twitch chat, in the YouTube chat. Saw some new faces. Stick around. Friday nights, baby. Jim and them.
It's clearly a good time.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of a good time.
Yeah, what's that?
Patreon.com/Jim and them. If you like our show, if you've seen cool clips of us online and you want more of that, go to patreon.com/Jim and them. And what I'm not going to do is say, give us money to listen to shows. What I'm going to say is join the Patreon for free.
Yes.
Hear a bunch of free shows.
Yep.
I mean, a wonderful and large collection of free shows. And if you like those,
then you can upgrade for more shows.
Throw some money our way, because there's plenty more where that came from. Jim, what do we got on the Patreon right now for our current and beloved patron?
Well, we just put up our Blood and Honey 2 commentary, the Winnie the Pooh public domain horror film. We watched
miserable.
We watched the first movie last month, and we watched the second movie for this month. And we got spooky season right around the corner.
Yeah.
So we'll be watching some scary movies to get into the season on the Patreon. We also, what did I just upload? I uploaded a new Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher.
Yes. It's so funny because we took quite a break from Reacher because we're savoring it.
That's why we did.
The new commentary, I think it's available for both video or audio form. Because I was actually listening to it, because it's been a while since we recorded that one. And it plays just like a show, because it starts off, of course, we're talking about hunks. We're talking about hunks for quite a while.
Which we love.
Before we even start the episode. Because we're talking about how the Winter Soldier is playing Trump in a movie. But yeah, check that out. The new Reacher commentary. We got a new Caddy Studs on deck, and we also just recorded a Caddy Studs Investigations before the show. That's our true crime show, CSI Las Vegas, Caddy Studs Investigators. That's on our Patreon. We also do Watch This, where we discuss films. That's just the tip of the iceberg. All kinds of extra bonus content ready to go, and as Mike said, even for free. You just sign up and you can hop on the free tier and listen to whatever you'd like.
Ton of stuff. It's stuff that spans the entirety of the Patreon. I didn't just go like, here's a bunch of old garbage. I literally just handpicked stuff that I thought was great.
And actually, I'm going to put up, people keep asking, I keep forgetting, but I'm going to do it soon. The original Jack Reacher movie commentary. I got to get on the Patreon. It hasn't been on the Patreon
yet.
Dude,
that's a classic.
Yeah. And it even features the content Cowboy Spraggles on it.
Yeehaw. what else, Jim?
Yeah, what's that?
Let's say somehow you're a lunatic and that's not enough for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Where else can I go for more, Jim? Jim, I fucking need more.
Well, you can go to showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows of Ireland. We discuss television shows. Do you like TV? Do you watch TV shows? Do you like shows like House of the Dragon or Hard Knocks on HBO or fucking, what else? The Boys. What else?
The Acolyte.
The Acolyte. Yeah, just all kinds of new shows and maybe shows you haven't heard of. Jacob and I discuss them, plus TV news, and we have some bits. And that's all done at showswhatyouknow.com.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yes.
That's one of my that's one of my favorite things.
That gets a... you can't really hear it.
turn it up. It gets a boom.
Do you have a recommendation?
So I have two things. I have a reverse endorsement. My reverse endorsement is the Borderlands film, a bafflingly bad film. Jim, I am shocked at how bad Borderlands is.
Oh yeah, I didn't see it. I went to see Cuckoo this week, but I didn't see Borderlands.
Expectations can be low. Your expectations are not as low as they should be. I can assure you that.
That's a bum out.
It's bad in like the ways that like Venom is bad, where it's like bad in ways you just don't see things be bad anymore. Mm. It's cheap in ways you don't see stuff cheap anymore. And it's just like, it has nothing redeemable. Nothing across. I would have walked out. I like, at one point in time, I got up to go to the bathroom because I'm like, what the fuck am I'm not going to hold it. So I got the bathroom and I realized, wait, I don't have anything in there. I'm not in there. I don't have to go back in. But it was raining outside.
So, all right, I'll go back
in. So it's like, whatever. I guess I'll go back in. Terrible, terrible film. Cannot stress enough how bad it is. But what I would like to endorse on the flip side, I think I endorsed this last week, but I want to re-endorse Trap.
Ooh, M. Night Shyamalan's Trap.
When I talked about it last time, I feel like I may have given it the short straw. What I think is cool about Trap is that if you're someone who hasn't watched an M. Night Shyamalan movie in a really long time, I feel like it's a good representation of modern M. Night Shyamalan, where he is not a twist-focused guy anymore.
He hasn't been that for so long. It's so weird that people still bring that up.
Yeah, he is. What he is he's a, would high concept be accurate or would unique concept?
I think high concept is a good descriptor.
He's all about just being like, here's an idea, I'm going to explore it. And up front, you just understand what it is and you just watch an idea kind of get explored. That is more what he is. And I feel like, often, like you said, people should understand what M. Night Shyamalan is these days, but I don't think people do. So I think Trap is a good representation of modern M. Night Shyamalan, and that is why I think you should check it out, because I think a lot of people still aren't equated with what that means.
Hmm.
And you should get equated.
Yeah. Trap, now playing acquainted? In theaters everywhere.
Acquainted. I kept saying equated. Acquainted.
Welp. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out on that. I am Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.